You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Here on a Monday, Mike McNamara with you. All Marine Radio continues. Thanks for making us part of your Monday. The my thanks to my daughter Catherine for coming on and explaining the Oscar fiasco to us. This hour of All Marine Radio brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug. Battle Mug starts out as a 10.5 pound block of T6 aluminum after detailed milling, machining, and anodization. It's ready for you to make your own. Each one is a quality product designed for the operator and features mil spec Picatinny rails and that you can mount a scope, anything that you can put on an M16 on the rails, you can certainly put on your mug. So a scope, a laser, a camera, a light, all of that can go on your mug. Throw a cap on it so you don't dump your coffee in your lap, and there you have it. Ready to go to the field if you're an operator. If you're just keeping it on your desk like I am these days, they have emblems, Marine Corps emblems, American flags, unit insignia, stuff like that you can use to customize it. So it's an awesome gift designed for commemorative farewells, promotions, retirements, and any special occasion like a birthday or anniversary. Check them out. Their whole line of products, very cool stuff, at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. It's a veteran-owned company, originated by Marines and made entirely in the United States. So a great sponsor of All Marine Radio. So check it out. If you've never seen them, very cool. Very cool. And the handle is the handle for the M16. So, yeah, it's a people look at it and they'll go, what is that? And you'll say, get away from it. It's mine. We're going to take a quick check of the news here for those of you who didn't have a chance. Justin Constantine with us earlier this morning. Interesting conversation about the notification process. As I said, Justin was shot in the head. And we'll get him to talk about it. But entry wound behind the ear, and then it exited the front of his face. And so just the whole process of how his family got notified and all of that. Interesting stuff, and the problem is you're trying to take a snapshot and get information. People want it up to date. There's different people. Some might be brand new in that whole chain, and sometimes it goes well, sometimes it does not. Other stories in the news today, in the early bird. We'll do the early bird. We'll take a quick break, and you'll hear more about Iwo Jima. Iwo Jima, I think I've told people, if you listen to the program, it's my favorite historical battle. That and Gettysburg are the two that I've read the most about. And so, and let me make a plug for the Gazette, becoming a member of the Marine Corps Association. One of the cool things that you can do about anything you're interested in is to go to the Gazette and, you know, just search their historical archives for Iwo Jima. And then scroll through all the different articles that come up. In particular, scroll through the ones that were written from 1945 to, you know, pick a number, 1960. I mean, guys who were there writing first-hand accounts of what their units did, specifically after the battle, the logistics of Iwo Jima, you know, as the support guys wrote, And so there's all kinds of, again, it's not an author, you know, 50 years afterward, you know, recounting the battle. It's these guys, you know, using pronouns like I and we. So I love that stuff. So if you're not a member of the Marine Corps Association, so that you can get the Gazette and Leatherneck and have access to those archives, I would tell you you ought to be, because it's very cool reading. And I don't care what you're doing research on, all those first person articles, there's not a better place to start when you're doing research than that. All right, I got going on that. Oh, I was talking about Iwo Jima, the audio. So we'll go through the news here real quick. Navy SEAL's dad wants answers. His son was killed in the raid into Yemen. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. There was a story that ran over the weekend. He did not want to meet with the president. He had been told less than 24 hours earlier. He was with his wife and family in a room, and did not want to meet with the president. So we'll see what happens out of that. What kind of details of the raid that get released? You know, what can they tell them the reason for and whatnot that's not classified? Anyway, other big news: Philip Bilden, the president's nominee to be Secretary of the Navy, has withdrawn from consideration because of his extensive financial ties that would not meet the Defense Department's rigorous ethics standards. So that was reported on Sunday. Now, yet to see anything official today, but that was reported via the Navy Times on Sunday. Progress continues to be made in Mosul. I saw a picture yesterday, very interesting, that was tweeted out retweeted by one of the correspondents of the Washington Post. And what was tweeted was a picture of a neighborhood, and over the streets is a mesh netting. Interestingly enough, it's highlighted and identified on the aerial images that were published. So you can see the lengths that the ISIS forces are going to try not to be hit. And even if it degrades the imagery, it's probably degraded enough not to be able to identify somebody and then target them. So even though you can see through this mesh they have up in the images, you can't, you know, can you make out to the point where you can engage through that stuff? So it would be interesting to hear and see if anything gets written, although it's quite possible nothing will get written. It'll be interesting to see if anything does. So progress in Mosul, which has been interesting to watch. China revamps or ramps up patrols in the South China Sea, and the Defense Ministry is asking Beijing to seek for more money in order to check U.S. dominance of the high seas. So it's been very interesting as we've kind of taken a look at this. Grant Newsham is going to come on again this week, I believe on Wednesday he'll join us. And so Justin Constantine will come back. We'll talk about the president's speech that he's going to deliver on Tuesday. And then at 8 o'clock, Grant Newsham is going to join us. And we're going to talk about, we're going to continue our discussion about the Western Pacific, the dance that Japan, China, the United States are doing in the Western Pacific right now. But you know, this is just my opinion. And Grant, and if you would do yourself well to go ahead and check out on Google Earth, just check out what China has said, and then what they have to try to do to break this quote unquote contain that they maintain that the United States and its allies have on China. And so it's pretty interesting stuff. And when you Grant was on, he said, look, they basically they look at the map, and from the north to the south, Here's what they see. They see South Korea. They see Japan. They see Japan's claiming of the Ryukyu Islands, which is Okinawa. Right? You see Taiwan. And you see submarines in Taiwan and China raising an issue relative to that. Then you see the Philippines and Vietnam, which is now across obviously a large body of water, the South China Sea from the Philippines. But that is all friendly to the United States. So how does China exert its influence in that sphere? So that's what Grant was talking to us about. So when you look at the map, it's like, wow. Right, and what's going to happen next? So you can see the islands are, in my opinion, they're simply a throwing the glove down and say, we are going to contest this. We are going to build, you know, what's next? Are they going to build in the Central Pacific? Which is essentially what Japan did in World War II. Although Japan invaded those islands. But will China simply grab them and say, hey, what are you going to do? And will they fortify outposts? You see Guam, and then the Northern Mariana Islands. So anyway, we'll have Grant on, but the defense ministry in Beijing making noises for additional money. Another interesting story is the rules of engagement being changed in Mosul. All right, the rules of engagement, or the way Americans are being employed, I guess was precipitated during the first portions of the battle, the Americans not close enough to be able to react quick enough with supporting arms. So now Americans much closer and able to use cell phones to request assistance directly. And previous to this, that call would have had to been routed through a joint communication center much farther from the battle zone and then rerouted back out to Mosul. So you can see that the streamlining, first of all, advisors embedded with Iraqi battalions and both American and European. And so to quicken the response to Iraqi forces relative to supporting arms. So that's a good thing. I will tell you this, and the other thing I think is a good thing is it's important that the Iraqis do this and that we continue not to have an overwhelming role in it, because I think, this is just my opinion, as they fight for it and they win it, they will go ahead and they will do what needs to be done relative to sustaining it. And the key part in all of this is the sustenance of what they win. So that an interesting story this morning, also in the early bird relative to the Marine Corps. The budget is a big issue. What is the president going to do in his speech on Tuesday? Early reports say that he will call for the expansion of the United States military. And so I guess we will see about that. A couple other stories in the news today. Changes coming for scout snipers from the commandant that would make being a sniper a primary MOS as opposed to a secondary. And then a story about 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, which has been an experimental unit. Things with their TO, things with equipment that has been pushed to them as kind of a force of the future. So the commandant's quote is saying final evaluations are coming up as they begin to get ready to deploy to Japan. So all that in the news today. And then top of the fold headlines. President's going to propose a 10% hike in defense spending and cuts to all other agencies. The House Intelligence Chairman says he has seen no evidence of Trump team's ties to Russia. His name is David Nunes. And the quote came up relative to, is there a need for a special prosecutor? So that was kicked around on the Sunday talk shows yesterday. And then George W. Bush kind of interesting in a story out today in the Washington Post. He's critical of President Trump relative to the travel ban and also his comments relative to the media. And it's interesting because President Bush, given what he did in Iraq, he has faced no small amount of criticism and brutal criticism at times for involving us in a war that most believed that the United States should not have been involved in. So he makes comments today. Anyway, that is that's a little bit of a look at the news. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. A little bit more of audio from Iwo Jima. I'll tell you a quick story about that as we continue on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. Email says, hey, Mac, where's the other half of Mike and Mike? The other half of Mike and Mike is a little bit under the weather today. So keep him in your thoughts, and he'll be back shortly. So the other side of Mike and Mike. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on a Monday edition on the All Warrior Radio Network.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure out of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSource. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold. Be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website. Look at what events they have lined up. Attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good. Past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Life in the military is one of service and sacrifice. For some, that sacrifice includes physical and mental injuries or trauma that will affect their lives forever. Please join with the American Legion in recognizing and supporting our wounded warriors and their families. We need to show them that we truly are a grateful nation. We cannot allow them to be forgotten and left to fend for themselves.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montal Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
On Monday. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. All right, the Iwo Jima audio. Let me play for you. Now, the story of this I told the other day, but bear with me on this. This audio I came on by a guy who handed me a tape. And it's reporters and tactical audio from Iwo Jima, if you can believe that. Have a listen to some of it.
As we look over on this ridge, the Marines have a path cut off the side of it to the top of the Jensen entrenched.
Okay, now, this is just play-by-play from a ridgeline on Iwo Jima. You'll listen to it and you'll go, you got to be kidding me.
You probably hear the sound of that rocket barrage went off just then over on the ridge. And there's a scene of violent activity there as these Marines are going up and down that ridge carrying supplies up to the men on the front lines and bringing casualties back out. And there are casualties, too. There are plenty of them. The losses have been very heavy in securing this island of Iwo Jima, this sulfur island, much heavier than had been anticipated. Have been put ashore on this island, which comprises less than 15 square miles. And it has already taken 3 days of intense, severe, bloody fighting to secure not even a quarter of the island. However, it was hoped today to reach the objective 2 line, and then it was thought the island might be secured in an additional 2 days.
All right, can you believe that? So, 3 days. So they're talking about February 22nd. Okay. So the flag hasn't even gone up yet. Flag went up on the 23rd. So the 19th was the day of the landing, the 20th and the 21st. The flag raising on Iwo Jima doesn't happen for another day and a half. And they're trying to get to the D+2 objective. And they think maybe in a couple more days, the battle goes on for another month.
But that isn't possible anymore. At this hour of the afternoon, it's about 1:30 now, Iwo Jima time. It has been practically given up the idea of taking the 02 line. In fact, I imagine if we can get through to the 01 line today, that will be considered satisfactory progress. So when the honor will be secured, we don't know. That's one of the Marine fighter planes just passed overhead. He's on his way back to his base to get a new supply of rockets. I notice he has rocket brackets on, but they are empty. A terrific bombardment just went on over that ridge. You wonder how the Japs could, or how anybody could remain alive under such terrific bombing as they've been taking during the past week, and particularly during the 3 days since the landing was first made. When you see those entrenchments they have made, you can understand a little bit how difficult it is to get them out. It's one of these pillboxes. Each one of these battlements must be broached individually and the men wiped out singly. That ridge ahead where the fighting is going on right now is wreathed in smoke from the bursting of the bombs and the rockets. You can probably hear those planes strafing over there now. Well, they were strafing while we were talking to you, but they've stopped now. It's difficult to pick up the small arms fire because there isn't a great deal of that going on. Just a small amount of it. In fact, the majority of the fight is being carried out by these planes and by naval gunfire from these scores of ships laying out at sea. Quite a few planes are circling over that ridge. There's a new flight of about 15 or 20 of them coming in now from the south. And whether or not they're going to let loose on the battlements up there, we don't know. We'll just wait around a while and see. As we told you, this island is only 660 miles from Japan proper, and it's only, it's less than 200 miles from Chichijima, which is another one of Japan's strongest naval and air bases in these volcano islands. And up to now, we haven't had any air opposition whatsoever. There hasn't been a single Japanese plane appear over the island. We did have a couple of alerts just prior to D-Day and on D-Day, but the screen of warships and carriers that Uncle Sam has placed out here around this island have been successful in warding off those attacks. And so far, no one has come ashore. There is no one, no Japanese plane has appeared over the island. Look down on the beach again, which we just left a short while ago. It presents an entirely different scene than that which we saw earlier this morning. The beach is almost completely covered with men now. However, from where we're standing, you can just see the tops of their heads. They're all dug in their foxholes. You can just see the tops of their helmets. However, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of them running around down there on the beach. That is, the supplies are brought into the beach. These men take care of distributing them and bringing them up to the front line.
Is that crazy to listen to this so many years later? Email, Mac, where in God's name did you find this? Again, a guy gave me this cassette, and I recorded it into my my computer a long time ago. I'd never heard it in my life. And then, you know, he gave it to me because a friend of mine is in part of the tape. And but even now today, you're listening to play-by-play, you're hearing probably what are Corsairs going overhead in the attack, rockets rippling. It's crazy.
Into action again. You can probably hear these planes circling overhead. So far, they haven't gone to work yet on those emplacements. At least, not this particular group, but there might have been another group come in with strafing attack while we were talking to you, because there was even a heavier pall of smoke hanging over that ridge. The men haven't advanced too far today, but they have made gains. In fact, I believe they're going to do some rockets. That switching sound you heard is the rockets. They're moving. They let those rockets go back quite a ways behind the lines on the Jap emplacements. They put them over the ridge from us, and you can't hear them very well. Let go two more planes down. The sound of those motors is too loud for you to hear very much the sound of those rockets. There goes another plane down. Let's see if we can hear. Circles around and goes back off to sea then and makes a wide circle and comes back in again. There are several planes in the sky overhead now. They all seem to be...
All right. We'll continue with this. I'll mark where we ended today, but we'll play a little bit of that every day as we honor the and remember the Battle of Iwo Jima. But again, let me read you another email. Hey, Mac, honestly, I sit here when you play that, and I can't believe we're listening, and to think that those things are happening during the fight, it makes it absolutely positively come alive. You know what? It's the magic of either the spoken word, it's the magic of the voice, it's the magic of audio. And you know, and where there's video, it's even more powerful. But the spoken word isn't bad when it comes to bringing an event to life again. So crazy though to listen to it after all those years. And again, the question I get asked is, where the hell is this stuff hiding? So I'm trying to work with the historical division to find this and other old interviews to do, and so that you can hear them, because they do exist in the archives. Yeah, let's hear that stuff. I mean, I would love to hear, you know, long form interviews with guys like General Barrows, General Davis, General Walt, you know, Chesty Puller, you know. So I'm working with them to do that. But wow. Yeah, you hear those Corsairs going overhead, the rockets ripple. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. So have a great afternoon. We're doing Marine Corps Gazette time tomorrow. So, hold on, I'll tell you who's going to join us. Lieutenant Colonel Keenan was supposed to be on with us last week. He'll be on with us tomorrow. And then Captain Eric Hovey is going to join us as well. So we'll do Marine Corps Gazette Hour tomorrow. And then do a little bit more Iwo Jima time. And I'm trying to track down somebody who I want to come on and talk about the battle. So, again, I'm fascinated by it. Thanks for listening. My thanks today to, in order of appearance, Justin Constantine for coming on, talking about what it was like to the whole casualty notification thing and how it worked for him. My thanks to Justin. He's going to join us on Wednesday, our resident liberal, to talk to us about the president's speech. And then after that, Joe Featherston joined us from the Marine Corps Mustang Association. He's the vice president. And Ernest Johnson, who's the president, both joined us. The Marine Corps Mustang Association. If you're not a member, become one. Just go ahead and Google it. Marine Corps Mustang Association. I think it's Marine Corps or Must. No, I don't want to screw it up. So Google it. You'll find it. It comes up first on the search. And if you are one, join the organization. They're great guys and do good stuff. So my thanks to them for coming on. And then my pop culture correspondent, my daughter Catherine. Yeah, boom. How about that? Don't get her talking about Beyonce getting robbed by anybody, okay? She doesn't do it well. So my thanks to Catherine for coming on. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. Again, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends. Armoring Radio doing good things. Again, if you're struggling out there, or if you know somebody who's struggling, or if you think you know somebody that might be struggling, what's all of our job? Reach out, help them, and then just know the system's flawed. It's not going to be perfect, and fight for the help you need. And I'll tell you what, and if you need help, and you can't find it anyplace else, don't be afraid to email us here, live.almarineradio@gmail.com. We answer it. Trust me. Have a great one. On a Monday, All Marine Radio, Mike McNamara, out.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.